DW.
It's a freezing cold morning here in Vistișoara Valley in the north of Romania's Făgăraș Mountains. I'm with biologist and long-time forests campaigner, Andrei. He doesn't want us to use his real name for fear of reprisals.
I have several friends that have been attacked in the forest, and since then we had to completely reassess the way we do investigations and the way we campaign. It's more and more difficult to work as an environmentalist.
Romania is home to more than half of Europe's last remaining old growth and primary forests, around 500,000 hectares. These forests, most of which are in the Arcan Carpathian Mountains, provide habitat for large mammals such as brown bears, bison, wolves and lynx.
If you look at some of these big old trunks that have been recently logged here on the side of the road, you can actually count the rings on these trees. This is like, for example, it's 1.5 meters wide and it has at least 150 to 200 years. This is something that you won't find in the majority of other European countries.
But Romania's forests are being ravaged by illegal logging, the so-called wood mafia. In 2019, leaked data from a 10-year government report revealed that every year, 38 million cubic metres of wood are extracted from the country's forests, around half of which is the result of illegal logging. But saving Romania's trees has become a battle fraught with violence. Last year, two forest rangers were murdered while trying to protect the country's forest against illegal loggers, which sparked national and international outrage. Since then, nobody has been convicted.
If we're accessing an area with no telephone signal, then we share a map of where we're going and we have an extraction time when we're coming out, and if we don't reach that extraction time, then they call the police.
But despite the backdrop of violence, forest campaigners like Andrei are continuing the fight, and modern technology is now playing a crucial role.
This is the humming sound of Andrei's drone starting up. He wants to map out this area, and for good reason.
It's easy enough to just put the drone up and follow a logging road. I can see the logs here, then I can see the logging roads to my right. I will just follow these roads with the drone, and sure enough, at the top of this hill, there is a big clear cut that is just being opened now.
So technology is really helping the fight against illegal logging?
Yes, it is indeed.
Andrei tells me that the European Commission has determined that in this part of the Făgăraș Mountains, EU laws have been breached. Laws that should apply here, as the area is a protected Natura 2000 site. Natura 2000 sites are natural areas of special value. They offer a haven to Europe's most valuable and threatened species and habitats.
You need to put this into the context that we are in Făgăraș Mountains, which is currently part of an infringement procedure at the European Commission. It's one of the four sites that are being queried with the European Commission for logging without any environmental assessment.
In a call from Brussels, I spoke with Thomas Waits, an MEP and the co-chair of the European Greens, who visited Romania's Făgăraș Mountains in 2018, before the infringement procedure. He's very familiar with the issue.
We are still far from solving the problem because it's a systemic problem in Romania, which is very much linked to corruption issues and also very much linked to weak institutions. What we need from the European side is clear regulations how forestry needs to be done in Natura 2000 areas. Many of them are not worth the label because the forestry practices applied there are far from any close to nature forest management. And there we need clear rules from the European Union side. We have these log yards in the forests where legal and illegal wood is still mixed and kind of legalized.
Timber transportation trucks, for example, may be registered in Romania's national transportation tracking system, meaning that a truck will show up as legal when officials check the license plates. But in reality, many loggers simply load more timber than their permits legally allow. Other corrupt practices include multiple transportations of timber before a permit expires, instead of the single transportation for which they have the documents. Andrei believes that EU intervention, which many would expect only to be beneficial, can in some cases have an adverse effect.
You can even argue that logging has intensified in some areas. Once people are started to be worried that the European Commission might intervene and ask the Romanian authorities to do proper environmental assessment, for us it had the opposite effect in terms of getting some of the loggers to step back and limit the amount of logging, or maybe trying to seek environmental permit. They actually went into a logging frenzy and tried to log as much as they can now before new regulation might come into place.
One of the people who describes this network of corrupt logging as a mafia is Hans Hedrick, a local forest campaigner who studied political science at Munich College. I went to meet him in the historic town of Sighișoara.
Hans and I have just walked a few hundred metres up a pretty steep hill to overlook the medieval settlement of Sighișoara in Transylvania. And we're just arriving to the top now. You describe the endemic corruption in Romania's forestry sector as a mafia. Why is this?
Well, it's not only me who uses the M word and call them mafia. It's because there's simply lots of illegal, corrupt networks of people in different sectors of this industry, from the authority to the private companies, police, judges, prosecutors. They simply work together and allow illegal logging to happen. It's that simple, and it's official. It's been said even by ministers that these networks exist, and I think that's a pretty good definition of mafia. And sometimes they get violent, unfortunately.
The ministry is in a constant war with the wood mafia. We are discovering new illegalities every day all over the country.
That was Romania's former environment minister, Costel Alexi, who was discussing illegal logging on local television station Digi24 last summer. In early January, Alexi himself was indicted on bribery charges by prosecutors in a criminal case that is ongoing. Over the 8 years that Hans has been investigating illegal logging, he has found himself at legal loggerheads 6 times with a major Austrian timber firm, HS Timber Group, one of the biggest timber firms in Romania, which Hans says were acts of revenge for his NGO taking the timber company to court. In recent years, HS Timber Group has periodically been accused of being complicit in illegal practices, including purchasing illegal timber. In a phone call from Vienna, HS Timber Group's Chief Compliance and Sustainability Officer, Michael Proscek-Holtman, said that the company has been working hard to improve its practices.
The security architecture which we established over the years is based on several pillars, and one of these pillars is transparency. We are publishing all deliveries that are coming to our mills on our website, on the TimFlow website, so anybody from outside can access TimFlow and can have a look which sort of material is approaching our mills, which is purchased by our company. The TimFlow system is linked to the very strict state SUMAL system, so everybody can check parallelly in the state system and in our system. The approach was very simple. Just look at the details of the claim and then improve your systems.
The SUMAL system was launched in Romania in 2014. It's a government database of all timber transportations in Romania, accessible to the public, but offers just basic information, such as whether a vehicle is registered or legally allowed to transport timber. The SUMAL 2.0 version, however, has been available since 2008, but has been postponed by the Ministry of Environment again and again, every 6 months. Campaigners say that it is a much more comprehensive version, fully digitalised, and is the key to seriously tackling illegal logging. Romania's new environment minister, Barna Tansos, who was sworn in late December, promised in his first week to launch SUMAL 2.0 by the 1st of February. But already there have been talks of delays. Back in picturesque Vistișoara with Andrei, a blanket of brilliant white snow covers the surrounding mix of beech, maple, fir and spruce trees.
Wow, look at the size of this tree here. This is close to 1.5 meters. And it's a shame because if you look at it, this has been the home of so many different species of moss, lichens. Look at the bark full of moss and all the insects that lived in here. It was to be their home and also a feeding place for small mammals and birds and insects.
Neither below freezing temperatures nor potential violence can deter Andrei from mapping out and raising the alarm on what's left of Europe's last great forests, in the hope of saving them before it's too late.
For DW, I'm Stephen McGrath, Romania. DW.